The objective of this class is to explain as briefly as possible what's the difference and what does it mean, Judaism and Zionism, and why they're actually not the same thing. Now, a few definitions before we start. Judaism and what I'm referring to as Jews start 3,300 and more than that years ago in Mount Sinai when God appeared in front of all the children of Israel. That means the children of Abraham, descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. And he gave Torah. What does it mean, Torah? Another definition. Torah means the wisdom of God, a guidance through which Judaism lives. So that's what it means, Judaism, and that's what it means, Jews. Now, Zionism is a political movement that starts at the end of 1800s. It's a different thing I'm going to explain in a minute. But I want to make clear that Torah means the guidance that God gave to the Jewish people. What does it mean, Jewish people? The descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov that were standing at Mount Sinai, and generation after generation, their descendants and every single convert, man or woman, doesn't make any difference, that converted according to the laws that were given on Mount Sinai in front of all the people that God appeared, etc., etc. That's what I mean when I say Judaism. And one more detail. There are many flavors, so to speak, of Judaism, actually of Zionism. There are also many flavors, but I'm referring specifically to Orthodox Judaism. That means that we stick to the laws that were given on Mount Sinai by God through Moshe Rabbeinu, etc., etc., through a whole people standing there on Mount Sinai, etc., etc. And one more detail. This is the way I understand it. And this is the way I understand the teachings of my master, the Rebbe of Chabad, Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. There are other ways of understanding. Yes. You're going to have other perspectives, even by Chabad rabbis. Yes. This is the way I understand it. So let's start. There is an interrupted presence of Jewish people. I already explained what Jewish people means in the land of Israel from the moment that the Jewish people actually entered the land of Israel after leaving Egypt, etc., until today. There was always an interrupted presence over there. More people, less people, with temple, without temple. There were all kinds of times, so to speak, for the Jewish people, from the top, which means Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, etc., till today, whatever. There was an interrupted presence of Jewish people over there living in the land of Israel. That's point number one. Now, throughout the time, people went one way, another way. There were Jews living in Europe. There were Jews living in all kinds of places, Africa, etc., north of Africa, etc. So there were many times that the Jewish people actually tried to go back to the land of Israel. For instance, when they were kicked out of England in 1290, there were people going to the land of Israel to live over there. When they were kicked out of Spain, 1492, there were people going to the land of Israel. There's a famous aliyah, that's what it's called in Hebrew. There's a famous immigration of Jewish people from Germany with Rabbi Yehuda Ahosi, 1700s. There's another famous movement of people going back to Eretz Israel by the Hasidim. Hasidim means a Hasidic movement, masters of Hasidism. I'm not going to explain the whole details now. Also in the end of 1700s. So there was always movement of Jews going back to the land of Israel. But that doesn't mean that they established a nation, a country. No, they just wanted to live over there. Actually, everybody, we should live over there. It's interesting, there's a book, Kuzari, the year 1100s, around 1100s, 1200s, Rabbi Yehuda. He writes that the land of Israel is the perfect land for the Jewish people, just as you need a perfect climate and land for a vineyard to grow. The Jewish people are compared to a vineyard in the Psalms, and the land of Israel is the perfect land for the Jewish people to grow and to actually sprout, etc. Now, at the end of 1800s, comes up a movement, a political movement that understands that a nation needs a land, common land, common language, and common origins. That means they left out completely out the observance of Torah and mitzvahs that were actually the basis and are actually the basis of Judaism and were actually the basis of all the people going back to Eretz Israel, to the land of Israel, because they wanted to live there keeping, observing the Torah. I explained already what Torah means, and the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs means the commandments that the Torah teaches, that God gave to the Jewish people that we have to keep. All kinds of commandments, 613 commandments, etc. Now, Zionism is a political movement that wants a land, a common land, for a common people and common language. Common people, I mean, common origins. They, at the beginning, they didn't even care which land. They just wanted a land to make a national, a nation, etc., etc. We already see here clearly the difference between what Judaism teaches. Judaism is observance of Torah mitzvahs. The best way of doing it is in Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, because actually some of the commandments that God gave us, you can only keep them in the land of Israel. So the best way is to be in the land of Israel. But if you're not over there, you still have to observe Torah mitzvahs. The Zionism says we need a nation, we need a place, we need a country. So after going back and forth, argument, etc., they said we need the country in the land of Israel. Now, with this information is enough to understand why the most Orthodox Judaism actually rejects Zionism. Why? Because the idea of Zionism is live out. You don't need Torah in order to make a nation. And the idea of Judaism is what makes a nation is actually the Torah. It doesn't really matter where you live. The best way to play, the best place to live is actually the land of Israel. But it doesn't really matter where you live. You have to still observe Torah mitzvahs. So you see, the main thing of Judaism is Torah mitzvahs, God, connection to God. Main thing in Zionism is let's have a nation, let's have a country, etc. Now, there's a movement within Zionism called religious Zionism. And actually, the Chabad movement is again against that also. Why? Because they believe that the fact of people, Jewish people, living in the land of Israel and moving there, etc., etc., making a nation, that's the beginning of the final redemption with the coming of Mashiach. Now, the Rebbe, Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, that I quoted before, was so much against this idea. Because the Jewish laws, the Rambam brings this, Maimonides, etc., says clearly that the redemption, I'm sorry, comes through Mashiach. Mashiach is a person, is a man that has to come. I'm not going to explain the details right now because it's outside the scope of this class. But it doesn't really make a sense to make a country with laws and have a common language, etc., etc. That's not the beginning of the Geula, of the redemption. That's why Chabad is basically, that's the way I understand it, I said this before, against the idea, the principles of Zionism. Are we against the Jews that actually profess and teach, etc., Zionism? No. There's a big difference between being against an idea and being against a person. That's why we see the Rebbe received many, many leaders of Medinat, so to speak, the country of Israel, that the Rebbe never wanted to call this place Medinat Israel, the country of Israel. Why not? Because there's a historical, so to speak, eternal name, Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. Why change the name? Actually, if we change the name, it would mean that the Jewish people in the land of Israel started in 1948 with the Medinat Israel, with the country of Israel. No. Our claim to the place is an eternal claim. From the moment that God created the earth, he decided that that particular piece of land is going to be for the Jews. With this information, we can understand the difference between these two things. One thing is a religious thing, where the main thing is connection to God, and the other thing is a political party, so to speak, with different flavors, even religious flavors, but not necessarily adhering so strictly to the Torah. Even the religious Zionism, they still have a very different outlook, a very different way of understanding how Judaism actually works. Because again, one of the principles of Judaism is Mashiach, the coming of Messiah, etc. And they understand it differently. By having a country, you already have Mashiach. No. Wait a second. This is not what the texts say. No. So, according to this information, we can now at least have each idea in its proper place, each concept understand it properly, and we can also understand the focus that the Rebbe gave, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson gave to making a difference between the Jews professing and then teaching a different, a specific concept, or the concept itself. I can be against the concept, but not necessarily against the person. That's why the Rebbe helped so much and encouraged everybody to go live in the land of Israel, because that's the safest place, that's the best place, etc., etc., and definitely that's the best place in the earth for the Jew and the Judaism to actually burst forth.